Hey there, Life Group Leaders. It's Nathan again with some helpful tips and tricks to launching a Life Group term well. Now, many of you have been leaders for quite some time, but this is going to be a great refresher for you. And some of you may be launching for the very first time, and some of you may be wondering if it's all going to go well. Well, in either case, I'm hoping that you're going to spend the next 4 minutes and 30-ish seconds with me and learn something new today. So there's a number of things we could cover in this topic, but I'm going to focus on some of the most overlooked concepts. First of all, as a life group leader, make sure you are accessible. New people are looking for groups all the time, and they're going to use that catalog and online resource to connect directly with leaders. Now, the worst thing for a new person is not to hear back from a leader that they've reached out to. So during the week of life group launch, you know, check your spam and your trash folders frequently. I know that's something that we don't usually do, but make a note of that and check those spam and trash folders frequently, because sometimes emails can find their way into those areas depending on the sender's address. So make contact with the interested people within 24 hours of receiving their message. And when you contact them, make sure you have the very first location of your very first gathering figured out already, because giving them the address at that point is a really important step to making them feel welcomed. Okay, so next, prior to group launch, make sure you send out a midterm break email to your current life group members. So remind them of two things. First, that there's new people attending the group, and make sure that everyone takes time to interact with them. And if you already know some of those people are, maybe, you know, mention their names and something about them, maybe their kids' ages, their work, like things that you found out about them in conversation, so that people can begin to think through how they'll connect with them. And secondly, remind them at that point that multiplication is awesome and that we want our groups to grow and multiply. So it's the first group of the new term. I would suggest steering away from a study of any kind and instead focus mostly on a fun, interactive activity, going to help people get to know one another, and then move into a general overview of what life group is and why it's important. Now remember to share the mission of authentic community, which is to help people connect and to take the next step in their spiritual journey. Yes, this may seem repetitive to your current life group members, but the new folks really need to hear this. And the people who have heard it before, well, they can share about how life group has impacted their lives. So don't forget at this point also to share about multiplication and the importance of inviting friends and neighbors and family members to life group. Lastly, a great way to take some of the heat off of leading alone is to delegate responsibilities within the group. Establishing this concept at your first life group gathering is important. Talk about wildlife, snack, and home rotation. Talk about serve the city and any scheduled fun nights you want to have. Put those on the calendar. Share the needs that you have within the group and follow up next week with the people who you think would be great to lead those needs for the group. You know, if you delegate the life of the group to the group members, you'll have a better buy-in and participation overall. But remember, establishing this early is the key. So for example, if you wait until the week before you serve or your serve week is coming up and you ask for a serve the city leader to step in that week, you're going to end up doing it yourself, right? So give people time to plan, to lead, and to grow by using their spiritual giftings. Okay, I hope all these tips are helpful. I could go on and on, but alas, I only have a short amount of time here, and I bet your coaches would love to hear from you and help you launch successfully. So why don't you shoot them a quick text today and see what other helpful tips they might have for you? Okay, have a great term, everyone. Thanks for all that you do.